The pro-life, this pro-life clinic has rescued 30,000 babies, and every one is a beautiful story. This is by Jay Hobbs at thefederalist.com. It's a great story about a people that decided to do something about the mass murder or infanticide of American children soon to be born, and ultimately decreed to be executed by the butchers at Planned Parenthood. A child born on a recent Monday morning in a Miami hospital received the perfect name from her mother, Destiny. After all, it wasn't just the baby girl's lot to enter the world on an early March day. She's already brought her family together in ways she won't realize for years to come. It was mid-October 2016 when Destiny's mother, Melissa, was told her baby had been diagnosed with Noonan syndrome, a disorder that, according to Genome.gov, involves unusual facial characteristics, short stature, heart defects present at birth, bleeding problems, developmental delays, and malformations of the bones of the rib cage. Already 21 weeks pregnant and with a husband and two other children, Melissa was gripped with fear she hadn't felt when pregnant with her first two daughters. To make matters worse, her mother immediately pressured her to abort her baby rather than put herself and her young family through the struggle. Melissa may well have succumbed to the pressure and aborted Destiny, but her sister Joanna, a longtime partner of Heartbeat of Miami, a pro-life organization with four medical clinics in Miami, stepped forward and became a champion for her preborn niece. Meeting her mother and sister at Heartbeat's Hialeah location, where Janine Pernia, the clinic's director of client services, once ran the abortion clinic, Joanne met Destiny for the first time via 3D ultrasound. We all cried, we all laughed, we prayed, and I really saw how God moved there and gave us that hope that she was going to continue with that pregnancy, Joanna said. It's just such a blessing to have come as far as last night to see her full term, to see her deliver today is just amazing. Martha Avila, Heartbeat of Miami's executive director, said family and staff were all shocked at how much Destiny looked like her mother, even at 21 weeks on an ultrasound monitor. Avila was also quick to point out another development at the ultrasound appointment. Not only did Melissa choose life, but her mother prayed on the spot to receive forgiveness and converted. Throughout her pregnancy, Joanna and her family kept Avila updated on the Dr. Avila, while Avila and her staff kept the family in prayer. Melissa's situation was similar to that of the mother of twins born the week previous, whose mother, like Melissa, was a married woman facing a negative fetal diagnosis. And there's more about the stories. 10 years into Heartbeat of Miami's history, Dr. Avila has seen more than 30,000 women who were vulnerable to abortion instead choose life for their babies. Along the way, she's overseeing the organization's expansion to four locations, two of which were formerly abortion businesses, where Heartbeat served its first woman in 2007. In fact, Dr. Avila and Heartbeat served their very first client in February 2007 when a 35-year-old woman named Mappy found help at the upstart clinic that was, at the time, the only pro-life option among 37 abortion businesses in Miami-Dade County. Mappy's daughter, Morella, will turn 10 this year, while Heartbeat of Miami will celebrate with its annual gala, the Decade of Life, where they'll welcome back the Reverend John Insor, who founded the organization while he was with Heartbeat International and now oversees Passion Life Ministries, an international ministry establishing pregnancy centers in nations long plagued by state-sponsored abortion programs. Like this one! This country, this union of states has state-sponsored abortion. After thousands of conversations with women and families at risk for abortion, however, the thrill of meeting the children born of Heartbeat's work hasn't worn off for Dr. Avila, whose organization was a 2015 finalist for World Magazine's Hope Award for Effective Compassion. Quote, "We never get over this. I've been doing this for 10 years, but I continue to cry each time. I just continue to glorify the Lord in a greater and stronger way. It never ceases to amaze us how God just does these things. We're talking over 30,000 babies, but still every story is an awesome story. Close quote. Good, the true, and the beautiful remains alive, even in the putrid state of affairs, or even among the putrid, apostatic, blasphemous, sinful, dark state of affairs we call life in modern day America.